Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis. And do you realize today marks the 6-year anniversary of me hosting this show, All About Healing, on Healthy Life Radio? 6 years. This is the week. So I am thrilled and honored and grateful for this opportunity and excited to continue to share this beautiful magic. I have met some of the most wonderful people because of the show. It has opened up so many opportunities to me, and I couldn't be more thankful, especially to Linda McKenzie, who gave me this show, who offered it to me, who called me after I interviewed on this channel and then got my show, and Jay Cruz. Jay Cruz and Linda got together and said, you know what, you should host the show here. And so I joined the family back in March 6 years ago. So there's that. This is dreamy and loving, and I'm excited because the guests, two guests that I have on the line today, we were supposed to do it for Valentine's, and I got pushed back, and so we kept having to reschedule, and I'm grateful that we're going to start March off with a bang, with a lot of love, with a lot of sharing, and I love it. We've had them on before. We have Elspeth and Freddie, and they are the founders of the Tantra Nova Institute. So we have Elspeth Muth. Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's Moit.
Moit. Okay. And Freddie Weaver. And
hello.
We're going to jump right in. Uh-oh, is not Weaver?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh, just like, is it not? Because I'm looking at, usually I look at like the spreadsheet, but I'm looking at your free gifts that we're going to offer into the show. And so I don't have the names in front of me the way that I usually do because I'm on a different page. So just so people know, there are some free gifts and some offerings that are going to be presented during the show, but we're not going to just start off that way because we got to build it up. So Elspeth and Freddie, I'm so happy to have you back. I love having you on the first time to celebrate the release of your book. But I want you to just start from the very beginning of what you would like to share with the audience, who you are and what you're here to offer.
Yeah, so thank you, Emily, for having us back on. And I am so honored to celebrate your 6-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about creation, which we are all about, because love is a creation. Our sexual energy is the very source of creation. So anyway, thanks a million. So what we were thinking, Emily, is given that we are just completing Love Month, February, that we bring further forth the whole notion about creating love, intimate connection, and the emphasis really on creating it instead of just falling into it, which may feel wonderful, and not to not having this experience. However, what are the tools, what are the distinctions, the principles to create and sustain love? And we can only sustain something when we have the conscious tools to do so. So we thought we would share a little bit more about that today. How is that?
I love that. You know, and I have to say, I think it's an interesting dynamic that when people hear the word Tantra, you have two, probably several, but two really different responses. You have certain people that lean in. I want to learn this. I want to feel this. I want to understand this. And then you have the other people that lean out and think, oh, this is this is out of my comfort zone, or this is crazy, or this is... But the truth is, love is the creation of all things. Why? Why do we have such an issue as a society in being comfortable with our innate sexuality, as if it wasn't inherent to us to be human and to be a child of great spirit? Where do you think that disconnect ever appeared?
Well, you know, Emily, I believe that it's just part of our growing consciousness that we can begin to remember what we've forgotten, because when we are in that sexual energy, we're more loving, open, vulnerable, receptive. Chemically, we're changed, more endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good hormones. It's an altered state of consciousness. And it's what's kept us procreating and coming back to this energy over the millennia, you know, over the expanse of time. And yet we are these brains, these big brain thinking Homo sapiens, you know, who are figuring out the universe. So that's a very analytical left brain, you know, thing. So the combination of the two, one has definitely driven our capacity to expand our length of life and quality of life and so on, and the other is just like who we are naturally and who it moves with ease, grace, and flow. So the thing about the sexual piece with us and what we're teaching is how we can be conscious in that altered state of awareness to shift beliefs that we've often appropriated from experiences or modeling, emotional experiences in our life, to move towards our imagination or our possibility or what it is we want to create in our life. You know, we're using the practice to begin to become like a witness, a curious witness of this clay that we look into the world from, to start to move into a life that's more enjoyable and more authentically actualized, expressed.
It's a beautiful response. I have to say, and this is just my own, I moved from the South of the United States in the Bible Belt to Europe. And
wow.
I have had the best time unleashing the things that tightened on me without my knowledge that it was tightening, if that makes
wow.
sense.
Yep.
You know, sort of conditioning, you know,
yeah.
that like I always tried to break free. I've studied yoga and certain spiritual philosophies for a great long time, even when I lived there. But there was always that part that kept me tight. And now that I live here, and this is my fourth year living here, I find myself kind of just loosening up a little bit, letting go. It feels like the tight house is chipping off, and I'm remembering more of like, it is not my business what other people do. And it never really was, but especially now, where I feel myself like, whatever you do that makes you happy, you should do what makes you happy. But it has little to do with me, if not nothing to do with me. Like, people should, you know, be happier in their lives. And I feel like where I was, it was really tough to get to that next level because there's so many people around kind of pointing fingers or looking down. And then I think when I met my husband, he was as open as I was. So we were both like, gave each other permission to expand, but only like in our, you know, in our space, in our private space. But I do think that there's something to this because, like, people, we got to, like, loosen up in general.
And we're going towards that because think about it. Like, if technology continues to expand, we don't even have to go out for groceries. We won't have to do anything. So what do you do when there's nothing to do but be happy? What do you do?
Well, I don't know, because I think most people don't let themselves be happy.
We rationalize our suffering because that's kind of like the Newtonian way of kind of chipping the rock away to create wealth, to create happiness, to create a world, to chop down the woods and all of that stuff. But as we move towards more of a quantum way, a yes and way of looking at something, multiple direct, anything's possible, right? So we just create things out of nothing. It's like, almost like beliefs. You know, if you have a belief about something, that's the way it appears to be. But when we shift that belief, then the experience changes.
Yeah, let me say something about that because that is so much connected with what you alluded to, Emily, around the sexual. And also just to preface our conversation further with that, we distinguish between sex and sexual energy. Just for the listener, they are not the same. And, of course, sexual energy is part of the act of sex. However, sexual energy is so much more. It's creative energy.
Pleasure.
It's that energy that brings life, brings forth life, has us feel alive. So then we can learn to access that energy. I don't have to have intercourse. I don't have to be in a sexual act to be connected and aware and imbued by this wonderful life-giving energy that is creative and sexual in nature. And then learn how I can use that wonderful energy to fuel my physical health, my emotional well-being, and my mental acuity. And then I can actually channel that wonderful creative energy into my pursuit in life, pursuits mm-hmm. in life, like creating a radio show mm-hmm. or writing a book.
It doesn't look sexual, but when you bring consciousness to the sexual, the kernel of sexual energy, creativity, and pleasure starts showing up in areas of life that seem completely unrelated to sex, just in the simple process of living. It's like when you can bring consciousness, as we share and teach in our workshops, breath awareness, energy awareness, and intention, we get more unmasked and more deeply listening to the frequency of something. So a thought is energy. And so if I have a thought like, well, I hate my job, 30 more years of retirement, that dog doesn't hunt anymore because of the cascading effect energetically that that thought creates. So yeah. I start to shift from a very deep level on looking and yeah. feeling and experiencing the world.
And that, just what you said, this, you know, living in some beliefs that is not enlivening, that is then underlying my, you know, colors my life force.
Mm-hmm.
And so to really look at where do I look into the world from, is this a place of where I see happiness as possibility, or is life a burden? And then back to what came up earlier in terms of the sexual, which has been so vilified over the millennia by certain cultures, by, you know, world religions, and yet it's that life energy that brings us into this life. None of us would be here in this conversation, be it listening or speaking, if it hadn't been for that energy. So when we start to examine, you know, our hidden beliefs, subconscious beliefs around the sexual, even around love, you know, how love should look, how love should behave, how love should be expressed, up into our connection with the spiritual, the divine, our higher self. That is, for me, the beauty of the tantric practice, where we actually get to tap into this, you know, triad of the physical, sexual, the love, emotional, and the spiritual consciousness self. So it's not just about tantric sex. No, it's a holistic way of returning to our original self that really is in the body, is in the heart, and is in the sphere of energy, the spiritual or the divine or the universal.
I have so many questions, and I want to make sure that I ask it in a way that makes sense, because to me, the energy, you just said it, like the moving of the energy and the way that we can express it, it made me think of like Chinese medicine. They have the conceptioning and the governing vessel within the body of the energy that moves. And so you hold that perineum up like a kegel, but you're holding it with intention and longer, and then you're connecting the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth and slightly back so that you can shut those vessels so that the energy can circulate up the spine, over the head, back down the body, so that when you're doing like energy practices such as Reiki or therapeutic touch or any of that, the energy can lead through your hands to help access healing energy. So what I'm asking is, by any chance, is all of these different practices where we use energy, where I believe when we're writing, we're communing with the angelic realm, but is it all almost the same, if not exactly the same, but just with different words for description?
Absolutely. It's all the same. It's just all different. You know, you drive a Volkswagen, I drive a, you know, Cadillac or whatever. It's all energy. And if you look at energy, energy, you know, is one, you know, and then it's decided to show up as electrical energy or thermal energy or, you know, sexual energy, different from the manifestation of angry energy or sad energy. But there's a unique difference in particularly sexual energy in that it's creative. It creates life, and it's pleasurable when it shows up. So there's an intelligence. That's an intelligence. Learn to draw on that intelligence by coming to that energy, unencumbered with a lot of the stories and beliefs and modeling that we have on the suppression of that energy.
Yeah, also to further clarify that back to that sexual energy is life or is energy, and to consider that energy as like we can learn to play, to engage, to guide this energy consciously like we learn how to play a flute. So that at a subtle level of our life energy, life force energy, you know, we may be listening as right now. I assume nobody is aroused at this very moment.
Well, speak for yourself.
I mean. Okay. Anyway, so, and then, you know, when we are highly aroused in sexual joy and pleasure, either in solo practice or in the practice with the beloved, that then this energy is just at a high frequency level. So everything in between the subtle stage and the highly aroused stage, we can actually learn to play it like different registers on a flute. And it's the same energy, just at different frequency levels. So that is where we then learn how to, going back to what you brought up, that we can move up energy within us and then around us and then, you know, channel it into our hands and palms to heal. We can channel it into our heart and actually connect and heal from the heart within, and then also using this with another heart healing. So it's then just a huge field of possibility how we can employ, how we can guide this life-giving energy that is, of course, lovely, kind, beautiful, pleasurable. I mean, arousing, you know, blissful, all of it. I mean, how much do you want to explore? It's available once we get started.
I think that, you know, I'm blown away at the realization that I think I might use a lot of this in it. I mean, we're sharing the same kind of energy. And then I think to myself, what if you're having like an emotionally, mentally stimulating conversation, and then you just, it's not that you feel sexually aroused, but you feel incredibly aroused because you feel so connected. And then you could basically turn that into a physical experience should you choose to. Am I on the right track?
No, absolutely. That becomes listening. As I was saying, when you do sexual meditation, you're using the sexual piece to lead us back to what we've forgotten. You know, because creativity, whenever creativity and pleasure show up in our lives, things are usually working, you know, and that we can use that energy to remember and to be better. I mean, look at the sense of pleasure and connectedness and how that promotes the existence of things. You know, when we're starting to wake up to a lot of how we've abused the earth or how we abuse animals and the way we eat or how we abuse, you know, ourselves and how we believe, what we believe is possible in our own happiness. So the pleasure piece is essential. It's like primordial. It's like the piece that connects it all. And the sexual piece is the most manifesting example of the profundity of this energy and how it is, it's replete. It's everywhere. It's, you know, again, when you bring consciousness to sexual, pleasure starts showing up as a way of listening, a default way of listening and being in your life. It seems completely unrelated to sex.
Yeah, what I liked so much about what you said, Emily, around having an inspiring conversation or, you know, bringing forth our gift in the world, being with another and being in communion or being in discourse about something that is, you know, dear to both of our heart and minds, is that this is such a circuitry then in how energy actually rises up. And yes, our body experiences energy as sensation. Our heart experiences energy as emotion. Our mind tunes with energy as a thought, as a narrative. And they, of course, work together at all times. So then being in conversation with another, it can be a phenomenal turn-on in the sense of, like, feeling alive, feeling the energy all over.
So I love this.
Yeah, and then how now, to do this, you know, with how be to be connected with a partner in conversation, in lovemaking, in just cooking dinner together.
I love this. I have so many more things to talk about. You guys can find them at Tantra Nova. That's T-A-N-T-R-A, Nova, N-O-V, like violet, A.com. TantraNova.com. But don't worry, they're staying on the line, and we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis' book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If you're just tuning in for the first time, my name is Emily Francis. I'm your host, and I invite you to come back week after week, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Eastern Standard Time, where I am in Malta. So it's my dinner time and the West Coast breakfast time. I am on with Freddie Weaver and Elspeth. I'm going to say it wrong again.
Elspeth Moit.
Moit. Okay. We're talking Tantra Nova. That's their website. It's your whole company. It's your what you offer. Tantra Nova. They offer workshops and programs, and they also have a free gift. Do you want to talk about that right now?
Yeah, love to. So it's called Ignite Your Relationship. It's a video class, and it's igniting your relationship with yourself, igniting your relationship if you are in partnership with a beloved, either way. And we are sharing what we call our foundational practices that have all to do with connecting to that wonderful energy that we have been speaking about, your life force energy, your creative energy, ultimately your sexual energy. In the class itself, you will learn the foundations for that, because we need to recalibrate our energy within the body, our nervous system, before we can then go to aroused energy. And the recalibration starts on the level of subtle energy. So all of the practices we are teaching in that video class are very much about you connecting with yourself in a new way, in an awareness that will allow you to connect with your life-giving energy, with your emotional energy, your mental energy, and have that flow through you effortlessly. Because then the channel is open, and then when we introduce aroused sexual energy, the aroused energy can rise up from the sexual center through the channel all the way up into the third eye, to the top of the head, and circulate back down again. And that is how we extend our orgasmic, our ecstatic, our blissful state of being. That can go on for however long you want it to go on, in solo practice and in partner practice.
You know, I have to say, I don't have very many shows with two people on at the same time, but I have hosted a number of them. And the way that you two interact is something totally different than the other. I've had wonderful shows with wonderful guests and partners, but there's a totally different energy between the two of you. So people that are listening, we don't see each other. They're on the same home, but different lines. But none of us are looking at each other. So we don't have that to feed off of, to say, when do I speak? I don't want to interrupt or break in. And it's really beautiful and powerful and soft all at the same time. Because the two of you, when you intersect and speak, it's like a dance. It doesn't feel like I want to add this because you forgot. Instead, it's, oh, I want to add this because you said this so eloquently, and I just wanted to add my little piece in to you know, fluff it up a little bit. It's really beautiful, and it says a lot that you live the purpose and the things that you want to share with the world. So I want to just add, you know, you guys, you're a pair, you're partners. And how long have you been together?
Yeah, we've been doing it together for 23 years. And you know, Emily, when we first met 23 years ago, I was in the software business in corporate America, and Elspeth was in corporate America and business, international business consulting. And she had her profile online. We're one of the early online couples 23 years ago.
Dating couples.
And we met, and almost 6 months to the day we met, we pooled our resources, quit our jobs, and formed Tantra Nova. And that was 23 years ago. Since then, books, tapes, television, all over the world, you know, teaching these practices. And really, the outcome of these practices is the bottom line of this is how happy can we be in our lives, you know, listening to, like we're talking, and listening to when to bring something in, when someone else is complete, what someone's saying, deeply feeling that, and listening to the vibration of something, which can be really further enhanced through sexual meditation, because, again, in the sexual piece, we're so unmasked intimately and vulnerably that, you know, we're, again, this is energy that has been so vilified that it's difficult oftentimes to talk about it without people going to pornography or going to some kind of lusting thing or going to some kind of negative aspect about it. Yet it was creating life before we had language. And there is an intelligence. And so we've really been, over the last 23 years, sharing these new and old practices. We're Tantra Nova, Tantra New, so we're integrating the new, which is more from the West in terms of transformation, generative language, creative self-discovery, how we discover ourselves in the creative process, music, movement, and art, and some of the old yogas of Tantra, which is one of the original yogas of the energetic body. And it's all energy, our thoughts. Like you said, you know, when you move to Europe, you know, when you moved out of the States, you're discovering so many new things in this new world you're living in. When Elsbeth and I go to Europe and we go to the spas, and everybody's nude, the young people, the old people, the fat people, the thin people, everybody's just naked in the spa, you know, and it's just the way that that culture is in Europe. You know, but if in America, it's a whole different kind of belief about being nude, you know.
So, let me, you know, I feel like we've lost it being, like, holy. I feel like there's so many, they're trying so hard to tame the natural urges and feelings, and yet everybody still has them, and when you don't know what to do with them, they turn really dirty and rotten, when it could be really purified, and that's, to me, it's like you two are chasing happiness. That's, I mean, but you found it. But it's also how deep, just like you said, how happy can we be? How deep can we go in every aspect of our life? I mean, it just speaks volumes that you got together and said, you know what, I don't like my job. I want to open this up and share love. And now, I mean, your life is all about love.
Yeah.
And evolving. You know, how can we evolve in love? How can we evolve in that wonderful energy that has brought us into this life? And I want to be very clear that there's nothing good or bad or right or wrong around as far as lust is concerned. You know, we have a deep, grounded animal part within us. And I like to call it the primal. And the primal is not good or bad or right or wrong. It just is. The question is, how can I evolve along that primal continuum? And that is where we can raise our consciousness. So the level of lust is one dimension of engaging with that wonderful, powerful, creative sexual energy. And it's just the first level. So what about if there would be 7 levels? Let's go and explore it.
Oh, I love that. I want to hear more about that. We have to go to another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing. Create your own path to physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis' book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little bit more groovy, a little bit more calm. I'm feeling the love and the energy. And I really am. I'm not actually faking this because I was running around like crazy all day. It's like I said, it's evening in Malta. And I got home with enough time to feed the dogs and then set the kids kind of on their own. And I wasn't settled when I sat down. And I hate to say that, but that happens. That's life. But I wasn't particularly settled in my body. But then when I started to listen to the two of you, I've taken many times of closing my eyes, taking that different breath that kind of resets your body and kind of says, all right, I'm entering into a different space in my mind, in my heart, in my thoughts, and I want to connect with these beautiful people because I want to do it justice and I want to open the show up. Because if I were listening to this and I heard that today is about Tantra Nova, I would want to learn anything that I could because it's always been fascinating to me. And so I'm grateful for your beautiful energy and the way that you came in. And Elspeth, you mentioned just before the break something about the seven levels. Can we expand on that?
Yes, I love to expand further on that. So the sexual is really the first level. You know, without it, we wouldn't be here. Like sexual energy, life force energy, none of us would be here. So this is the first level. The second level is then when we go, you know, into the creation chakra, so from the base center into the second chakra. I'm not going to go through all of the seven levels, but I want to point out a couple of them where we want to connect then from our, instead of staying stuck or arrested on the sexual level, we want to use that energy and pull it up into the fourth level, which is the heart energy, the love energy. So when I use my wonderful life-giving sexual energy, move it up, pull it up with a breath into the heart, my heart opens further, my love gets embellished, so I use that sexual energy as a fuel to open further into love. That doesn't mean when I'm aroused that I lose the arousal. It's actually the arousal turbocharges the connection with my love self. I can bring this then to my beloved, channel my sexual energy into my heart and then from my heart into Freddie's heart. He will feel it. How do you feel, darling?
Oh, well, yeah. These seven chakras are the seven centers in the body where it really correlates with the external world, the internal world, external world. So as Elspeth mentioned, the first chakra, base chakra, sexual center, and then the energetic, creative center, second chakra. And then the heart chakra, the fourth chakra, where I feel love and compassion, and a child can, and I feel it, Elspeth, but I feel your love and compassion, darling.
Yeah, do you feel it coming from my yoni? Yoni is the term in Sanskrit for the sexual center of the woman. So when I pull it up into my heart and send it into Freddie's heart, of course, he is used to be open to my love. How do you feel, darling?
I feel alive and bright. I feel very alive, bright, and awakened.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share, though, that for the guy in this practice, in bringing learning to to really transcend what appears for oftentimes a woman as lust, because for guys, the emotional breath is only two things for guys typically modeled. It's like sex or fighting. And for the practice of Tantra, learning to transcend that lust and bring the energy to the heart, it opens up for the man an awareness of all the other energies that we feel when we're in our sexual energy, which is open, vulnerable, receptive, tender. And those are emotions that are experienced for the man when he's in his sexual. So for the man starting at the sexual, because externally it's only okay to be either in the sex or fighting, but not be tender or be nurturing, typically for guys, that's kind of a modeling. Though guys are starting to open that up more and more as a new man starts to emerge. We're expanding. And that's what the world really needs, is needs that feminine energy, because that's what's going to save the world in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
I'm kind of getting a little more existential, but...
Yeah, I agree with that. I really agree. Yeah, we also want to, really have that strong masculine energy where a man can use that energy instead of being used by it.
Right. It's choice. It's not losing anything. It's
and then this masculine testosterone energy up from the lingam, the wand, as it's expressed in Sanskrit, up into his heart. And so we can circulate then the energy as I circulate energy within me, let's say from my sexual center into my heart, into my third eye and back down again, or as I expressed it earlier, breathing it up into my heart from my yoni center, my sacred space as a woman, into the heart, into Freddie's heart, then he can circulate it into his sexual center and return it into me, into my yoni. You know, it's like we can then play with this in a circular way within
cosmic orbit
and with a beloved.
Is that both physically and spiritually, mentally? Does one of those begin first?
Yeah, you can do it both ways. I mean, you can do it without touching, and you can do it in coitus, you can do it just hugging, you can do it in a lot of ways. You can start to tap in to that deeper energetic feeling and lifting and circulating.
And you can do it remotely. So Freddie may be at Whole Foods, our grocery store in Chicago, and I may be at the Institute. I'd think of it, and are we on the phone, or... You know, sometimes there is no concrete conversation going on. We just tune with each other. So we can cultivate that into many, many different evolved levels. And it is experienced in our body, even when it's remote. That is the beauty of energy that is non-temporal and non-local. So when I think of Freddie, when I bring my awareness to him, connect heart to heart in my awareness, I feel the circuit with him. I feel his presence literally in my body.
And also, Elspeth and Freddie, Dr. Elspeth Moit and Freddie Zantal Weaver, they have a book, and it's on audio and hard copy, called Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy. I'll say that again. Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy. And I want to ask, when you're feeling this energy between the two of you and you can literally feel him in your body even when he's not, I remember watching years ago, this is so sad to say, but it was on Oprah, but my husband and I still use it a lot, where we sit, I sit on his lap facing him, and we put our third eyes together, and then on the heart and on our hands. So my hand is on his heart, and his hand is on my heart, and then the other hand is on top of each other's hands. And I feel like we connect from our breath, and then sort of become really intentional. But I want to hear your thoughts of this. Is this a natural practice? But we got to take a commercial break, and then we have our last segment left. So I'll have you answer that question, and then we'll pick up where we left off. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. It's Emily's Energy Corner time, but we're just staying exactly where we were. So I had just asked both Freddie and Elspeth what they thought of is it like a figure eight sort of opening, intentional? Is that a common practice in this space?
Yes. That's like the double helix. It's like DNA. It's Kundalini. That's the shape, the configuration of the energy moving. And it was interesting because the pundits from back in the day before they had microscopes, you know, they hieroglyphed that form of DNA before they even could see DNA. So it was like already written that we knew this. And so that circulation, that circuitivity is part of the way the universe looks, too. It's that spiral shape. It's a very universal form. So in moving energy, you know, breath energy, or emotional energy, physical energy, sound energy, but particularly in the body, you know, putting our mind's focus on a sensation and a location and our intention to move it with the breath starts to use our conscious mind to focus and move something that we can't see. And you can do that with sexual energy, orgasmic energy. It's one of the practices that you learn in Tantra, in terms of breathing and moving orgasmic energy to the heart, subtle energy or highly aroused energy. Or again, like when you and your husband put your hand on one another's heart and you put your mind's focus, attention on your location of the hand and intention to move a breath energy in and then receiving on the inhale, you start to feel it viscerally. And some yogis can be buried for 30 days.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Or stop their heart. Or control their blood pressure. So there's things. It's funny because when you think, oh, this sounds so woo-woo, you know, but what's really woo-woo are single-celled amoebas and a universe that goes on for ad infinitum, and that's our lineage. We're just beginning to understand what we're part of.
That's so beautiful. All right, I'm going to list the things that I want to make sure we cover, because then I have a big question for you that will take us to the end of the show. So I'm going to list that Dr. Elspeth Moit and Freddie Santal Weaver, they are the founders of Tantra Nova, N-O-V-A, V like Violet, Tantra Nova. And you can go to their website at tantranova.com. You also can receive a free gift
It's called Ignite Your Relationship Workshop. And it's how to use tantric practices to light that intimate spark you've been dreaming about. So please go to their website, and I'm going to list this free gift next week when I, because we pre-record, sorry. So when you see this for the show written on social media pages, I will make sure to put in this link in the comments section. And lastly, they have a book, Sexual Enlightenment. And it is available in hard copy and audio. I did not want to miss those plugs. I know it's so, so important. But now I have a question, and I asked you at the break if I could have you lead us. I just want to know, and selfishly, but if I'm going to sit at my desk and I want to bring in as much creative, juicy flow from all areas within my being and the spirit around me, can you take me and us through what you would do to prepare or to say to yourself to help us open up, not just for a sexual encounter, but for any creative endeavor? Can you do that? Will you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me share a breath meditation with your listening audience, and just will take, you know, 30 seconds. So just seated up comfortably, you know, on your sit bones, just your eyes can be open, closed, your soft focus. Just bring your awareness to breathing. Following your breath into your nose, trachea, lungs, and extending into your diaphragm and belly like a big balloon. You may put a hand on your belly to feel the extension of the diaphragm behind the belly as you inhale. And then follow with your awareness your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Continue this breathing. I'm going to keep saying a few things. As thoughts come in, just acknowledge them, let them be, let them go. Don't engage. Keep your focus, bring your focus back to following your breath into your nose, down your trachea, lungs, extending into your diaphragm and belly like a big balloon on your inhalation. Following with your awareness, your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Stay with it. Just a few more breaths. You are your own witness to any thoughts, conversations, interpretations, or meaning. For these few moments of breath, just breathing and being.
And stay with the breath, the deep belly breath. And while you are breathing in and out, for a moment, bring your awareness to your pelvic floor and squeeze your pelvic floor. Hold it and release. Breathe in. On the exhalation, let it go. Squeeze one more time and let it go. Breathe in. Feel the breath moving through you. And now one last breath. Squeeze. Hold the breath. Breathe in. Breathe it up into your heart. And on the exhalation from your heart, send it down while you let the squeeze go, opening the pelvic floor into the seat, letting the breath go into the seat. And then continue breathing in your own rhythm. Feel the breath, the energy moving through you in whatever way you experience that. And this is a great practice to do when you're sitting at your desk. You want to inspire yourself, your body, your mind, your emotional self. Do this for 3-4 breaths with a squeeze and send it up into the heart. And then all let it go. Emily, how do you feel?
I feel really centered. And I was just making mental notes in my mind because it felt to me like we began this practice from the upper, from coming into the mouth, the trachea, coming down into the stomach, feeling the breath and filling the lungs. But then you came in and you brought it up from the upper inner of that depth and that my central space as a woman up and into my body, meeting the same energy that I had just pulled in from the top. So it feels like it's a way to mingle all of your awareness and intention and focus down the top of the head to halfway through, and then up through the bottom of the body, up and halfway through, and then meet together and let that energy swirl and decide for itself. Because I think, like you said, it's its own intelligence. And so I think if I were to sit and do this before writing, because I, you know, everybody has their own thing to be inspired, I think I would say when the energy comes together, take me where I'm meant to go. Let me follow the energy instead of me directing it. Let me just follow and see. Let that beautiful life force and intellectual life force energy that's something so much bigger than me lead the way. And that's what I needed. I needed that insight. I cannot thank you both enough for being on the show, and I look forward to bringing you back.
Oh,
yes,
we love it.
Love it.
Sounds wonderful. All right, you guys have been listening to All About Healing. Please reach out to them, TantraNova.com. Follow them on social media. Reach out to them, and please get that free gift. Ignite your relationship workshop. It's been a pleasure. Make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
More exhilarating talk, HealthyLife.net.